Why do we have these weapons? Why have we developed these weapons if we're afraid to use them? And I got news for you. I'm afraid to use them because I know exactly what would happen. Everybody would come out of the woodwork saying how horrible we are and we're despicable human beings and now we're using nuclear weapons. I think we need to change the name of the weapon. I think we just need to come up with some sort of politically correct name, something, I don't know. I don't know. This isn't it, but like the butterfly bomb. Oh, look, it's like a little butterfly. We could paint it all psychedelic colors. Everybody in San Francisco would be like, oh, look at that, it's like a little butterfly. Vaporization. I think we'd have a better chance of dropping it. Can you imagine? John Kerry standing up, it's completely irresponsible to drop the butterfly bomb. Yeah, because it sounds too nice. You know, how about because it would make the ground temperature very, very hot? How about something like a climate control device? Maybe we rename these nukes the climate control device. Of course, that makes you think of global warming, and then it would tie in that way. It probably wouldn't. Something for the tanning index. Bombe de tropical. What do you think of that? Bombe de tropical. That kind of sounds nice. We could use that one in Venezuela. You know, the problem is I am so pro-science. Everybody says conservatives are anti-science. We're not. I'm pro-science. We've developed this bomb. Why wouldn't we use it? It's the pro-science bomb. No, wait a minute. Hang on just a second. You treat cancer with radiation. I say we call these things anti-cancer bombs. We're just dropping anti-cancer bombs. There might have been a cancer victim someplace in the, you know, the bowels of that nuclear power plant over there. We wanted to make sure we got that anti-cancer vaccine right to them. We're just dropping anti-cancer bombs. Who's for cancer? Who's against treatment of cancer? That's all we're doing. It's an anti-cancer bomb.